I'm Lisa Mullins. More reaction now to the prison death of James Whitey Bulger. After the mobster was captured in California in 2011, he was brought to trial. Then U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts Carmen Ortiz oversaw Bulger's prosecution for 19 murders, racketeering, money laundering, and other charges. He was convicted for his role in 11 of the killings. We spoke with Ortiz today about the death of the Boston crime boss.
Well, whenever I hear the name of Whitey Bulger, or I think about Whitey Bulger, I always focus on his victims, the many victims, and the families that I was really privileged to deal with and interact with. And quite frankly, I think about all their pain and suffering and the loss that they have endured in their lifetime. And once again, I had that feeling of gratification that I felt at the time when he was finally captured and brought to justice. And, you know, I'm hoping that with his death, that his notoriety will not completely consume everyone, and that the attention and focus will be drawn away from the victims and their families. I hope that, quite frankly, this will be, you know, I said this, I think, at the sentencing, but I think it's more true now, that this will be the end of a very, very sad chapter in Boston's history.
Indeed, some of the family members are speaking out today. It's going to be hard for the name Bulger to recede in Boston, certainly, probably across the country, too. So in terms of your own dealings with him, I wonder where he stands in your mind. There aren't many people whose crimes rise to the level of those committed by Whitey Bulger. How did his trial stand apart from others that you've tried?
You know, it's hard because to distinguish in the sense that I dealt with in the Boston Marathon bombing, in the Gary Sampson case, dealing with victims of crimes and families that had endured so much pain and suffering and loss. But in the Whitey Bulger, there was a degree of tremendous satisfaction, and I felt really honored that I was in my position at the time where we were fortunate enough to capture him, because this was a man who had eluded justice and had denied justice to many victims and families. And so there was that added benefit that after being on the lam for so long, 16 years, we were finally to catch up with him, finally successfully prosecute him, and hopefully bring a degree of justice and comfort to the many families and victims that had endured so much at his hands.
Carmen Ortiz, thank you.
You're welcome.
Carmen Ortiz was U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts when Whitey Bulger was put on trial. She is now at the Boston law firm Anderson & Krieger.